years ago, Frank Mason would have been the kind of guy that might have ended up being a lottery pick to where you say, okay, there isn't a big ceiling for him, but I know what I'm getting, and I can plug and play. But when you end up with De'Aaron Fox and Justin Jackson and Harry Giles, where, look, if you're Sacramento, no one is thinking of you right now. No one. If Giles flops, then, okay, not a big deal. Like, really, not a big deal. But when you slide out of 10 and you end up with two guys, and if one of them in Giles can be, you know...
Northwest Oklahoma's number one sports station is CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, The Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and The Bike Shop. Let's go down to the field with John Herrick.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you, coming to you live from David Allen Memorial Ballpark for another edition of Enid Majors Baseball on CTV Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC. Don't forget, you can also get us on the web at ctbsports.com and on the free CTV Sports app for your mobile device. I'll be joined by Brady Kokajohn up in the booth. Jance Davis is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. Yesterday, the Enid Majors dropped their sixth consecutive game, bringing their overall record on the summer to 10-13 as they still try to figure things out here a little bit. Their last win was a week ago today in the Connie Mack Regional Qualifier when they beat the Batters Box Gray team over at NOC Enid by a count of 7-1. And since then, they have dropped their last six games. And Brady, you know, for the most part, it's not that they haven't played well during that stretch. They've done certain things well. It's just they haven't been able to put together a full, complete team performance yet.
Yeah, either it's one time it's errors, the other time maybe they play good defense but it's not hitting. It's just they need to put them all three together.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Don't you think, John?
Yeah, you're right. And then also, he's also still trying to work on his pitching and trying to figure out who his starting rotation is going to be. And that's also been a point of emphasis. And yesterday, the Majors gave up 11 runs to a very good Fort Smith, Arkansas team that made life difficult on him.
Yeah, and those two errors really hurt DeHaas early. I knew it was going to hurt him in that big nine-inning ball game yesterday. Luckily, this one will be a seven-inning game. So that'll help our pitching staff out today, I think. And so those two errors really hurt DeHaas early and really got him, well, shift the momentum over to Fort Smith side, I think.
Majors fought back, but even though they cut the deficit to two runs a couple of times, Fort Smith kept extending it. They had four-run fifth and seventh innings, and they would go on to win 11-6. And they're going to play Fort Smith again here in the first game. Fort Smith, a record of 15-5, and the Enid Majors are 10-13. So Fort Smith, by the way, an 18-and-under squad from Arkansas. Here's what they did to start off the year. They played Cape Girardeau, and they lost that game 9-1, beat the Ada A's, lost to Russellville, then won their next seven games in a row, went on a good winning streak there before losing to Bryant. And right now, they are playing some awfully good baseball. Their last loss was on June 16th, and then they had wins over Utan, U-Stop, Southwest Missouri. The Enid Plainsmen yesterday beat them 7-0 and then took down the Enid Majors 11-6 to put their overall record at 15-5 as they continue to have a very good summer slate for Fort Smith. We will give you the starting lineups and have first pitch. And we'll give you the starting lineups right now, actually. The Majors will lead off with Ben Marino, the center fielder. Batting second, it'll be Matt Hopkins in right field. Batting three-hole for the first time this summer is Seth Graves, but with his batting average being the way it is, it's not surprising. He comes into this game with a batting average of .388, leading the team in hits with 19, singles with 12. He also has the most doubles on the team with 4, and he also has great team speed and has scored the most runs on the team with 17 of them. E.J. Taylor bats cleanup, and he'll be playing first base. Fifth is Garrett DeHaas, playing designated hitter in this game. As Brady mentioned, he was the starting pitcher in yesterday's game. Has primarily been a man out of the bullpen for the majors, but was thrust into a starting position yesterday. Did reasonably well, went 4 innings, but Fort Smith was able to just continue their onslaught offensively, as they're a very good offensive team. Daylon Metcalf will bat 6th in the order, plays 2nd base. Lakin Young, the shortstop, bats 7th. Logan Rutledge will be 8th, and he's the catcher for today's game. Brandon Kuntz is playing 3rd base and hitting 9th. And the pitcher for the Enid Majors is Tyler Kistner. Head coach for the Majors is Chris Jensen, assisted by Richie Tarango. The Fort Smith Sportsman, with a record of 15-5, will go with Kenner Brazier to lead off. He's the center fielder. Batting 2nd is Brock Thibodeau, the shortstop. 3rd is Ryan Daggs, the 2nd baseman. 4th is Daniel DeMondesert. He'll be batting cleanup again and playing designated hitter. Garrett Carter hits 5th in the order and will play 3rd base. Bradley Cronister is 6th and plays right field. Jake Melton bats 7th and he's in left field. Seth Key is 8th and he plays first base. Jake Smith is 9th and he is the catcher today for Fort Smith. Their pitcher is a man by the name of Ryan Horn. For Fort Smith, their head coach is Trey Pryor, assisted by Randy Walker. So what do you think right now, Brady, about the starting lineup that Coach Chris Jensen is going with today? Of course, they don't have Marcus Hampton. Matt Connerly, by the way, not in the lineup today. He's dealing with a bit of a back issue, so he isn't here today anyway. So even if he was, even if he wasn't injured, he wouldn't play because he's not here. So that's another guy that Chris Jensen doesn't have, and that's been something that he's had to deal with a lot. These guys having other commitments in the summer that they've had to leave and go honor being a part of the Enid Majors.
Yeah, I really like Taylor at the 4-hole. I think he'll stay there the whole season. I kind of like Graves at 3-hole. He's been showing a lot of pop lately and a lot of power with that pop. And I like Marino at leadoff
because he's
really
fast.
Really fast guy. Fastest guy on the team, arguably.
And he's also been improving his batting average as well. So those are some changes that Coach Chris Jensen made to the starting lineup for today. We're going to pause for the national anthem and have first pitch when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers here from Master Bowers Insurance. Say you bought a new suit. You paid a lot, but it didn't fit right. So you take it to a tailor and he says, I'll use the best material and make it fit you like a glove. But when it's done, it's going to cost you less. Sounds absurd, yet that's what we do every day for our personal and commercial clients at Master Bowers Insurance. Why don't you check out how we can make your house, car, or business insurance fit you better and cost less? Master Bowers, making sense of insurance since 1926. 233-1442.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
1390 KCRC.
Well, the Enid Majors trying to snap the 6-game losing skid today. They are the home team, obviously, heading out on defense Let's reset you where they are on the defensive side of the ball. Seth Graves is in left field. Ben Marino in center. Matt Hopkins in right. Brandon Kuntz at third base. Lakin Young is over at shortstop. Daylon Metcalf at second. E.J. Taylor at first. Logan Rutledge is the catcher, taking the pitches from the pitcher, Tyler Kistner. And they will be playing the Fort Smith Sportsmen again today. And then after this game, Fort Smith will play Bartlesville at 5. The third game of the night is scheduled to be the Enid Majors against the Bartlesville Indians at 7 o'clock. So that's the schedule for today here at David Allen Ballpark. And then the Majors will play Bartlesville at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The Majors already have one loss in this sort of, in this kind of, this mini tournament, I guess you could call it. And Bartlesville has one win. They beat the Enid Plainsmen in the late game last night by a count of 6-5. Records for everybody: the Majors are 10-13, Fort Smith is 15-5, and the Bartlesville Indians are 13-8-1. They had a game that ended at an 8-8 tie earlier this year. So Tyler Kistner, hard-throwing left-hander for the Enid Majors, will start today. Let's get you the pitching numbers on him. Kistner comes into this contest with an ERA of 3.5, a record of 3-1, 24 innings pitched total, 17 runs allowed, 12 of them earned, 23 hits given up, and also 25 strikeouts to 7 walks. So he is an awfully powerful pitcher for the Enid Majors. And Tyler is from Guthrie, Oklahoma, and graduated from Guthrie High School, and he went to NOC Tonkawa. He'll be going to NOC Tonkawa next year. The first man he'll face is Kenner Brazier, the center fielder.
Number 13, Kenner Brazier.
And Kenner was very good yesterday. You can tell exactly why he is in the leadoff spot. In the two games combined, he went 5 of 9. He scored 3 runs. He had an RBI and 2 walks. And he is a left-hander facing the left-handed Kistner. So right off the bat, a lefty-lefty situation. And Kistner rifles in a strike on the outside corner, nothing and one. 0-1 pitch from Tyler. Hit out of play, foul, 0-2. So that's exactly what Kistner likes to do, Brady, go right after guys.
Yeah, I really like Kistner. He goes on the outside, but he works the inside so well, John. Most pitchers don't throw it on the inside corner a lot.
He goes after it again, and it's fouled off again.
I think Kistner's going to be very successful today against Fort Smith with that fastball and that great off-speed of his.
The 0-2. Put in play this time. It goes wide of Kistner. Over to second base. Daylon Metcalf gloves it and throws to first and won't get him. Well, that'll be an infield single for Kenner Brazier. And that's just a tough play for the Majors defense. It was hit right where Kistner wasn't, and Metcalf had to charge and could not get him in time. Brock Thibodeau is next. So he had a good day yesterday as well. 4 of 9, 3 runs scored, 2 runs batted in, and a walk in the two games against the Majors and the Plainsmen. And the pitch. High, ball one. Brock Thibodeau, 6 foot, 165 pound, shortstop. He'll be graduating from Southside High School next year. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Actually, I guess he got a piece of it, and it dribbled and fouled right in front of home plate. 1-1. I think the start of this game, Brady, is going to be really important for the Majors, considering they haven't been able to get off to a good start in a while. 1-1. Breaking ball outside makes the count 2-1.
Yeah, they got to take the momentum right off the bat, especially since yesterday Fort Smith kind of jumped on them early. They did come back, but it's nice playing with the lead early.
And there's a throw to first base by Kistner, the left-hander, throwing to E.J. Taylor. But Brazier's able to scamper back safely. Majors got behind in yesterday's game, 2-0, came back and tied it at 2. That one bounced over to second. Metcalf gets it, flips to second base. There's one on to first, and a double play. 4-6-3. So after the hard luck single that the Majors had to take off the bat of Kenner Brazier, Brock Thibodeau is able to turn a 4-6-3 twin killer, and there's two down and nobody on in the top of the first. Ryan Daggs, second baseman, is next, right-hander. And yesterday, Daggs was 3 of 8 with 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs in the pitch. He bounces it high up in the air. Kistner goes back to field it off the mound, throws him out at first, and the majors get out of the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on for Fort Smith through a half inning of play. Nothing, nothing. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford Lincoln and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ball game, and we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Well, the Fort Smith Sportsmen get a leadoff single from Kenner Brazier, but then after that, Majors get a double play and get out of the inning. So a scoreless game so far between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen as the Majors try to exact some revenge on Fort Smith after yesterday's 11-6 loss, which was a 9-inning contest. So we had 3 games at David Allen Ballpark yesterday, 3 more today, and then 1 tomorrow at 1 o'clock between the Majors and Bartlesville. In the order for the Enid Majors, leading off, it'll be Ben Marino, followed by Matt Hopkins and Seth Graves. Those will be the first 3 guys we'll see for sure. Jake Melton in left field. Kenner Brazier is the center fielder for Fort Smith. Bradley Cronister's in right. Garrett Carter's at third base. Brock Thibodeau at short. Ryan Daggs at second base. Seth Key on first. Jake Smith is the catcher. And Ryan Horn is the starting pitcher for Fort Smith. Let's get you the numbers on Ryan Horn as he leads off by facing Ben Marino, the left-hander for the Enid Majors. And a fastball thrown to him for a strike. 83-mile-an-hour fastball from Ryan Horn. Ryan has pitched 17 innings for Fort Smith this year, a record of 3-0. 0-1 on its way, and Marino puts it in play high up in the air, and it's going to go foul, 0-2. At 2.47 ERA, he has 20 strikeouts, 10 walks, 13 hits given up, 7 runs allowed, and 6 of them earned. Ben Marino, by the way, a Hennessy High School graduate, batting .286. First time we've seen him in the leadoff position, but yesterday he was solid for the Majors. He went 2-for-4 in that loss. The 0-2, he lifts out of play out onto the street behind the ballpark. Well, Majors got the quick start they needed defensively, Brady. Let's see if they can get one offensively.
Yeah, they sure did. Double play, changed the momentum of the whole inning.
Kicking the deal from Horn, and it's a low one. Bouncing by Jake Smith, but he was able to hold on to it behind home plate, 1-2. Game time temperature, 86 degrees, some clouds out there, but mostly sunny, beautiful day. 1-2 pitch, and Marino chased it and missed for the strikeout.
Sounds like Horn has pretty good numbers, John.
Yeah, he does. He is a pretty good hard-throwing guy, and that's his 21st strikeout of the season. And Matt Hopkins is the next batter in right field today for the Majors. He might be settling into that right field position as he takes a strike. Now, he reached base safely 2 times yesterday, but they both came on errors. He's 0-for-5 with 2 runs scored, making him 2-for-9 for the Majors so far. The 0-1, he hits back to the net, 0-2. 84-mile-an-hour fastball from Ryan Horn, the right-hander, right-handed Hopkins. You can tell right away, Brady, he throws awfully hard. The 0-2 to Matt, and Matt will sky this one into center. Back is Brazier. He locates it and catches it for the second out. Seth Graves, the left fielder. First time we've seen him bat in the third spot, and typically your three-hole hitter is your best all-around hitter, and that's what Seth Graves is kind of turning into. He has The team lead in hits at 19, singles in 12, four doubles, hitting .388 with 10 walks, and he has scored 17 runs. And yesterday, as he sees ball one come to him, one ball, no strikes, he was 1-for-4 with a run scored, and he also had a walk, and his one hit was a double. 1-0 from Horn, and Graves hits it hard down the right field line, and it's fair, just to the left of that white line, and ricochets off the wall. He scampers into second, and he will have a double that keeps the inning going.
Out of 10 pitches, John, 9 of the 10 pitches have been strikes from Horn, so he's coming right at us. And I like what Graves did there, 1-0 with that fastball.
When that's happening to you as a hitter, do you just kind of say, okay, he's coming right at us, we got to go right back at him?
Of course, John, you just gotta find a fastball, I would say. Curveball, let it go, unless you're looking for the curveball.
E.J. Taylor is up, and he takes ball one. Now, E.J.'s been having a great summer for the majors. Leads them in doubles, tied for that. Well, now he's behind by one since Seth Graves just got his fifth. So Taylor's got four. He's also got two triples, two home runs, the team leader in RBIs with 12. 1-0, he got jammed and popped up. In the sun, the center fielder having some trouble with it, Kenner Brazier, but he's able to find it again. And the second put out of the inning by Brazier ends the inning. So for the majors, no runs, a hit, no errors. They do leave a man on second, and we are scoreless after one inning of play. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid stay. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
John Bowers, I know that Messer Bowers is an independent insurance agency. What does that really mean?
Ricky, it means that Messer Bowers is free to represent you when you have a claim, and that we can help you analyze your exposures to obtain the best coverage available from the entire insurance industry, not just one company. So we can help you get exactly the coverage you need at the lowest cost, and then we can represent you and your interests first. And with over 80 years in business, we have the experience to represent you well.
Sounds like the best of all worlds, John.
Best carriers, best service, best advice, best premiums. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
1390 KCRZ.
A 0-0 game so far between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. Daniel DeMond, designated hitter, batting fourth in this lineup. 4, 5, and 6 are the batters we'll see here for Fort Smith, and he rips and misses the first pitch, 0-1, 80-mile-an-hour fastball from Tyler Kistner. Both teams got a hit in the first inning, but both teams also came up empty against the majors yesterday as a strike comes in again from Kistner, 82-mile-an-hour fastball. DeMond Desert was 0-for-3. He had two walks, though, with a run scored and an RBI, and actually two runs batted in. His two RBIs were sack flies, 0-2 pitch. Way outside from Kistner. One ball, two strikes. But on the season for Fort Smith, DeMond Desert, a right-hander against the left-handed Kistner. 1-2 pitch. Low and inside, blocked well by Rutledge. 2-2. DeMond Desert is batting .278. He has an on-base percentage of .378 and a slugging percentage of .417. The 2-2 on its way to DeMond Desert. And he lifts it high up in the air, and it will go back out of play onto Grand Avenue somewhere. Kind of the meat of the order, Brady, I would say, was the part that gave the majors the most trouble yesterday. Especially, I would say, batters 3 through 6 for Fort Smith. Awfully good. 2-2. Lofted high and away. Ball 3.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing, John.
Which shows you that the coach has the order the way he needs it, because when your 3 through 6 batters are hitting, that means you've got them in the right spot usually. 3-2 pitch, chased and missed it though, and that was... Boy, Kistner's been going fastball, 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 and then he threw DeMond Desert a nice off-speed pitch there. One out.
Yeah, it was a changeup, 68 miles an hour. I mean, that's a tough pitch when you see three straight fastballs like that, John.
Kistner set him up well. And Carter, Garrett Carter, is the next batter. He'll be followed by Bradley Cronister. Pitch on its way to him. High, ball one. Carter in the game against the Enid Majors yesterday went 2-for-5 with a run scored. In total, against the Majors and Plainsmen, he went 4-for-9 with 2 runs scored. 1-0. Down and away, 2-0. Garrett Carter's season average with the Fort Smith Sportsmen. He's tied for the team lead for second in triples with two of them, and he's hitting .450 with a .500 on-base percentage. 2-0. Knocked into the outside corner by Kistner. 2-1. One out, top of the second of a nothing-nothing game between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. 2-1. Pulled over to third, and going after it, Brandon Kuntz. He could not get there. Well, hard luck for Brandon. He went after it, but that'll be the second hit of the game for Fort Smith. Bradley Cronister is next, the right fielder. Cronister, yesterday for the Fort Smith Sportsmen, went 3-for-8 with 2 runs scored. He also had 2 runs batted in and 2 walks in the 2 games. Against the Majors, he was 1-for-4 with a run scored, an RBI, and a walk. And he fans pitch number one here, 0-1. Cronister batting .405, a .489 on base percentage, 7 walks. He has 10 runs driven in, has scored 9. 15 hits. 0-1 pitch. And misses. Actually, I think he stayed away from pitching because he threw over to first base to get Garrett Carter.
Another double play ball would be huge here, John.
Sure would be nice.
Yeah.
Get out of the inning. 0-1. Smacked up in the air down the left field line into foul ground. And Brandon Kuntz will run out of room as it lands up in the seats. 0-2. That's been another rare thing for the Majors this year. Haven't seen a whole lot of double plays out of them defensively. Of course, you know, they haven't really had a whole lot of opportunities to do that. They capitalized on that one in the first inning, the 0-2, and will be delayed as he throws to first base again.
I like how Kistner's keeping him honest, though, trying to keep the double play in order here.
O-2 pitch. Right on the outside corner for strike three. So Tyler Kistner with his second strikeout. We mentioned the strikeout numbers for Kistner and how good they were. Coming into today, in total, Kistner had 25 strikeouts to 7 walks. Make that total 27 now. Jake Melton, the left fielder, is the next batter. Right-hander versus the left-handed Kistner. Kistner fires high for ball one. Jake Melton's batting average for the Fort Smith Sportsmen. .288, leads the team in strikeouts with 14, but in doubles as well with 5. Throw to first base, and back in time goes Garrett Carter.
Melton struck out twice to lead the game off, his first at bat and second at bat yesterday.
1-0 pitch. Chopped over to short, and there is Lakin Young waiting on it. Picks it up and throws to second, inning over. No runs, a hit with no errors. And a man left on base for Fort Smith, and through an inning and a half, we're scoreless between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Nothing game so far between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen through an inning and a half. And the Majors will have batters 5, 6, and 7 due up of Garrett Dehas, Dalen Metcalf, and Lakin Young. We saw Garrett Dehas pitch yesterday, but he's been a very valuable hitter for the Majors as well. He's tied for the team lead in singles with 12, and he's hitting .333 this summer with an on-base percentage of .423. He has scored 13 runs. And the Cimarron High School product takes a strike on the outside corner from Ryan Horn. Horn did give up a hit in the first, but he also had a strikeout. Fort Smith has two hits early. The Majors won, but no score yet. The 0-1 to Dehas. Lofted low, ball one. And Dehas also threw a lot of pitches, 110 pitches in that game yesterday.
Yeah, that's what really hurt Dehas early.
And he was behind on that swing, and he foul tips it into the glove of Jake Smith. 1-2 the count.
Yeah, Dehas was at 83 pitches through three innings already.
And the first inning I thought was the killer. The 1-2 goes off the glove of Smith and rolls into foul territory. 2-2. Because that first inning should have been over pretty quick, and then the error kept it going. And then he probably threw in, what, another 20 pitches after that?
Yeah, so that just, 15 to 20, yeah.
That had to really hurt him. The 2-2, a curveball, smokes it into left. Coming on is Jake Melton, though. He's there for the out. So the Majors have flown out three times in this game already. Dalen Metcalf is a guy we haven't seen in a while. So Dalen just graduated from Elk City, still undecided on his college choice. He's batting .261. Pitch to him. Low and inside, ball one. Wasn't in the lineup yesterday, so he's 6 of 23 with one run batted in. He also has scored a run. A lefty working against the righty, Ryan Horn. 1-0 pitch. Hits it high, right over our heads, and foul. It's probably headed towards Napoli's Italian restaurant right behind the ballpark. Haven't eaten there in a while. Might have to go there today. Always good stuff at Napoli's. 1-1 pitch. Ooh. Cut on and missed. 71-mile-an-hour curveball. 1-2.
Horn and Kistner really locating their pitches early, John.
1-2. He pops it up. I think it's going to be playable for the catcher, Smith, and it is. And that ball was not a very high fly ball, so Smith had to throw his mask off, find it quickly in the sun, and he was able to do that and catch it for out number two. Lakin Young is next, the shortstop. He drove in two runs yesterday, was 1-for-4, and is batting .219 for the Majors this summer. The pitch comes down and in, one ball, no strikes. Lakin, one of the younger guys on the team as well. He'll be a junior next year at Pioneer High School. Helped them to another impressive season. They had a Merrifield Tournament Championship yet again, which they won right here at David Allen Ballpark. The 1-0, fastball upstairs, two balls, no strikes. Well, Seth Graves got a double to keep the first inning alive with two outs. See if Young can keep the second inning alive with two outs. Well, he pops it up in the infield. Ryan Daggs waiting on it. He's there for the final out. A 1-2-3 inning for the Enid Majors in the second. We remain knotted up at nothing. This is Majors Baseball on KCRC.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800. Or go to BaymontInn.com.
At Messer Bowers Insurance, we are independent insurance agents and have been since 1926. We represent top-line national insurers like State Auto Insurance that offer the best in coverage at competitive premiums, but most of all, we represent you, our insured. So, you get the best of all worlds, the best coverage for your home, cars, and business, and an agent that advises you and represents you, not the insurance company. If you have ever experienced that feeling of being alone in the world when you have a claim, you should give us a try. An agent that protects you and won't sing the company song. 90 years strong, Messer Bowers Insurance.
1390 KCRC.
Well, it's been a pitcher's duel so far between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen of a scoreless game as we head to inning number three. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. They're located at 2101 West Owen K. Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. And also by the Bank of Kremlin. They've got five locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goldtree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the majors. Member FDIC. Seth Key leads off the inning for Fort Smith. Batters 8, 9, and 1 for them due up. Left-hander versus left-hander here as Seth Key goes up to work against Seth Tyler Kistner. Kistner misses on a fastball to him outside. One ball, no strikes. Seth Key this year for the Fort Smith Sportsman, 1-0, missed again, 2-0, a batting average of just 154. He's 4 of 26, but he's been mostly used on the pitching side, the 2-0 offering. He skies up in the air, foul territory. Logan Rutledge takes off his helmet and his mask, and he could not get it. He stuck his glove out, but the ball was heading right towards the net and just could not get it there, 2-1. So it'll be a strike, and Seth Key dodges a bullet there. But Key was the winning pitcher yesterday in the victory over the majors. He went six innings, gave up six hits, six runs, four of which were earned. He also had five strikeouts and three walks. So he pitched the majority of the game and pitched awfully well. And the 2-1. Could not catch up to it, 2-2. Boy, Kistner is really mixing his pitches up well, isn't he, Brady?
Yeah, they both are, really. I mean, Horn's even mixing his pitches up really well with his curveball, and Kistner's mixing up a changeup.
He goes back to the changeup here, but it's just a tad outside to run the count full to Seth Key of a nothing-nothing game so far between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. 3-2 pitch. And he could not get that one either. Strikeout, swinging. So Tyler Kistner has been pretty sharp. Three strikeouts now. Jake Smith, the catcher, will be up next. And then we'll go back to the top of the order with Kenner Brazier.
Now the catcher, number 8, Jake Smith.
And Jake Smith has an average of 214. This will just be his 20th plate appearance of the summer. A lot of the other guys on the team have high 40s or even low 50s. In plate appearances. First pitch comes down at his ankles. One ball, no strikes. Jake Smith was not batting in yesterday's game. The 1-0 pitch against the majors. Nails the outside corner to even the count up at a ball and a strike. An 80-mile-an-hour fastball from Tyler.
I mean, that couldn't have been any better, John. Outside corner there.
1-1. Just missed the inside corner a little bit. 2-1.
Kistner is one of those only pitchers that I've ever seen that can really work that inside and outside corner, John.
And do it on, you know, consecutive pitches. The 2-1, low again, ball 3. Well, he hasn't been in many 3-ball counts, but this is his third one. 3-1 pitch, but that slapped over towards second base, scooped up by Dalen Metcalf and throws on to first for the second out. Majors coach Chris Jensen has said this publicly, that, you know, he's still trying to find everybody's a position for everybody that he can on all nine positions, and second base is one of them. So Dalen Metcalf getting work there today. Seth Graves got there last night, did well, and now he's back in left field today. We're at the top of the order with Kenner Brazier, who singled to start the game. Lefty-lefty matchup between him and Kistner. Pitch rifled in for ball 1.
Yeah, I like what Chris is doing. Just trying guys out at different positions to see what he can put this puzzle together.
Mm-hmm. 1-0 pitch and a strike. One ball, one strike. And I think by the time that he finishes up his last game here at David Allen Ballpark for the month of June, which will be next Thursday against Newton, Kansas, he'll probably have the best idea of what he wants his, you know, full starting lineup to be. Is that one's fouled back to the net, 1-2, that he will consistently go with in the Connie Mack State Tournament and in the National Regional.
And he'll have his pitchers pretty well set.
And I think Tyler Kistner continues to make a strong case for being his number one. The 1-2, low and outside to even the count up, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Major 0, Fort Smith Sportsman 0. Top of the third, two outs against Fort Smith with nobody on base. Kistner trying to get the third out of the inning, and here it is. Again, slapped to second base, and Metcalf bobbled it. Right after we were talking about guys trying to find a place at second base, Dalen Metcalf could not handle a ground ball. That'll go down as an E4, and it keeps the inning alive.
And remember yesterday, John, an error like this happened yesterday and kind of gave momentum to Fort Smith. So we'll see if Kistner can just battle back and hurry up and get this out.
Well, he'll be doing it against the guy in Brock Thibodeau who got the 4-6-3 double play against him back in the first inning and ball one thrown to him. Brock has been awfully busy this summer, hitting .365. He is the team leader in walks with 11, a .492 on base percentage. 17 runs scored, 10 driven in. He has 19 hits, 16 of which have been singles. A quick throw to first base by Kistner. And Brazier thought, I think, that he wouldn't throw there. So he was pretty far off the bag, and Taylor almost applied the tag to get him. So the top of the third continues of this nothing-nothing game between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. After the error by Dalen Metcalf, throw to first base again, and Brazier's able to fall back in time. Kistner checks, fires, low and inside, ball two, 2-0 the count. Fort Smith getting a good workout here. They played two games last night, they'll play two games tonight. They'll play two games today, and then they'll head home, 2-0. Hit over to third, and then bobbled by Kuntz into the outfield. Back-to-back errors by the Enid Majors to keep the inning going. And again, if Matt Connerly was either A, here, or B, healthy, he'd be playing third base, but it is the second error of the inning for the Majors.
You know, the thing is, John, I played on this turf, and I misplayed some balls, but, you know, you just can't. One thing you can eliminate is it's not the turf because they get true hops on it. So, you know, maybe it's just getting guys familiar with the turf as well.
Ryan Daggs, the next batter. Kistner goes to his 81-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's ball one. Daggs earlier grounded back out to Kistner on the pitcher's mound. Ryan Daggs this summer hitting .320, has two home runs, and he's built pretty big. 5'9", 220, definitely weighs the most of anybody else on the Fort Smith roster. 1-0 pitch, in for a strike, one ball, one strike. Two down in the inning, but back-to-back errors by Dalen Metcalf and Brandon Kuntz have kept the third inning going, and Fort Smith has runners on first and second with two outs. Majors will send up batters. See here, 8-9-1 in the third, as that one is sprayed foul. 1-2. Logan Rutledge, Brandon Kuntz, and Ben Marino. Yesterday, Ryan Daggs was 3-for-8 with two runs scored, two RBI. So he's 3-for-9 here in the four-game set that Fort Smith will play this weekend. This might be a lot of the first trips to David Allen Ballpark for many of these guys. 1-2, and Kistner steps off the rubber for a second.
Well, I was talking to Trey Pryor yesterday, the head coach of Fort Smith, and he said he's never been here. He said when he drove up, he thought he was at the wrong place. Such a beautiful ballpark here.
Oh, he's definitely at the right place. 1-2, skips behind Rutledge, but Rutledge is able to locate it quickly before it goes to the wall. So now we got twos all over the scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top half of the third inning of a nothing-nothing game between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen, but Fort Smith threatening with two runners aboard. Kistner stares him down, throws the pitch, and Lakin Young can't handle it. Three errors. Three consecutive errors by the Majors infield. One by Dalen Metcalf, one by Brandon Kuntz, and another one by Lakin Young. And that has loaded up the bases for Fort Smith. And now Tyler Kistner is going to have a talk with his catcher, Logan Rutledge. Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid or go to their website, ladislawevans.com, to learn more. Daniel DeMondesert, 0-for-1 today with a strikeout, comes up with the bases loaded. Pitch from Kistner, a strike, 0-1. DeMondesert batting .278, and the pitch count for Tyler Kistner has now reached 48 pitches. 0-1. Outside, ball one. Started off this inning with a strikeout to Seth Key, a ground out by Jake Smith, but then an error by Dalen Metcalf, one by Brock Thibodeau. He got an error on Brandon Kuntz, and then an error by Lakin Young on three straight ground balls, and it's one ball, two strikes to Daniel DeMondesert. I guess they call that last one a ball, so it's 2-1. 2-1 pitch. Put over to second base. There's Metcalf. He grabs it and throws him out at first base. So the Majors able to get out of the inning that they created for themselves after three errors. No runs, no hits, but Fort Smith leaves the bases loaded and we remain scoreless going to the bottom of the third. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens, Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
I'm John Herrick along with Brady Kokajohn bringing you Enid Majors Baseball from David Allen Ballpark in the bottom of the third. Majors and Fort Smith Sportsmen knotted up at zero. Majors have batters 8, 9, and 1 coming up of Logan Rutledge, Brandon Kuntz, and then back to the top of the order with Ben Marino. Rutledge in yesterday's game went 0-for-3 with a walk. He also had a run scored. And on the summer, Logan Rutledge is batting right at 200. Pitch low, ball one from Ryan Horn. Rutledge is 6-of-30 on the summer. One-o offering. And he tried to hold up on his swing. He could not. He went around, 1-and-1. Well, the bad news for the Majors, they commit three errors on defense in the top of the third, but the excellent news is that they get out of the jam and nothing bad happens. Didn't give up any runs. The 1-1. However, the other slate of bad news is Tyler Kistner's pitch count went up pretty high as a result, as he's up over 50 pitches now.
But the positive thing is, John, that's how well Kistner's pitching today.
Yeah.
We had three errors and still nobody scored.
2-1 and a big rip and a miss by Rutledge again. 2-2. And thankfully, this is a 7-inning game, and it's not. If this was a 9-inning game like yesterday, that would be a little bit more of a concern. But we're back to the 7-inning format here today. The 2-2 to Rutledge, strike three. And that's kind of been one of Logan Rutledge's problems. He leads the team in strikeout swinging. Now he has 13 of those. Second strikeout of the game for Ryan Horn. And Brandon Kuntz is the next Majors batter. Brandon Kuntz hitting .292, 7 runs scored. He does have one driven in, 7 of 24 this summer. Strike thrown to him, 0-1. He's a big baseball guy at Cimarron as well, teammates with Garrett Dehas. The former Cimarron baseball coach, Trey Sims, is here, 0-1. Low and outside, ball one. Trey left Cimarron. He'll be an assistant coach at Putnam City West next year. But he still comes out to Majors games often to support his kids. The 1-1 driven high up in the air and out of play. One ball, two strikes. Janssen GMC supporting the Majors baseball team this summer. They're celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Janssen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. The 1-2, a dribbler to home plate by Ryan Horn and a good stop by the catcher, Jake Smith. 2-2, Majors nothing, and the Fort Smith Sportsmen nothing. Bottom of the third, one out, base is clear for Brandon Kuntz. In the on-deck circle, it's Ben Marino, the 2-2, way low and inside. And Smith had to slide to his left to hang on to it behind home plate. Now the count is full. And I think that's the first time Ryan Horn, the starting pitcher for Fort Smith in this game, has had a full count. The 3-2 nearly hit Kuntz, too far inside, ball four. And that is a walk dealt by Ryan. And that is just the 11th walk this summer that Ryan Horn has allowed. Ben Marino is next, and he struck out to lead off the game. So 2-for-5 this weekend is Ben Marino. His batting average is sitting at the moment at .286. 7 runs scored, and ball 1 thrown to him. He also has 2 runs batted in, 10 hits, all of which have been singles, by the way. Just graduated from Hennessy High School. 1-0, and Kuntz is going to try to go for second here. It was a hit and run, and Marino fouled it off, 1-1. Brandon Kuntz has pretty good speed. He has stolen 2 bases this summer for the Majors, but he has to head back to first here. And the home plate umpire is going out to talk to the pitcher, Ryan Horn, and he gives him a new baseball. Brady, when you pitched, how often did the umpires talk to you? Probably never.
Not very often.
You're a pretty easygoing guy. They didn't have to talk to you very much, probably.
I was usually in game mode, you know, just give me the ball. Let's go.
Yeah.
I was like Lakin Young. I was really fast-paced pitcher.
Yeah.
Really fast-paced.
Horn throws to first base, checking on Kuntz. He gets back. The 1-1, Marino dribbles it to second, throws to second. There is one, but they will not get Marino. So Ryan Daggs, the second baseman, flips to the shortstop Thibodeau and retires Brandon Kuntz on the fielder's choice. However, Marino way too fast, and he's able to get to first base. But the fielder's choice does make it 2 outs for Matt Hopkins here in the bottom of the third of a nothing-nothing game between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. Pitch to Hopkins. Up and in, one ball, no strikes. So Hopkins, 2-for-10 with the Enid Majors, but he joined this week. 1-0. Rip and a miss, 1-1. Throw to second base, throw down there, and he is gunned out. Ben Marino tried to steal second, but Jake Smith threw a strike to second base to get Marino out and end the third inning. We remain scoreless between the Enid Majors and Fort Smith through 3 innings of play. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goldtree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood. The Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
1390 KCRC.
After 3 innings, the Enid Majors nothing and the Fort Smith Sportsmen nothing. We head to the top of the fourth, and Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by by Rick's Pharmacy, where every customer at Rick's Pharmacy receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile at 811 West Randolph in Enid. And also by Kuntz Roofing. Turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction, serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. That's Kuntz Roofing. Give them a call today at 580-541-3155. Garrett Carter leads off the fourth inning for Fort Smith. The 5-6-7 portion of the order is what we have here for the Sportsman. He singled back in the second, and the pitch fouled off. 0-1. Tyler Kistner, three strikeouts, no walks. He has allowed two hits. Trying to get himself another win. The 0-1 pitch. A little bit low and inside, 1-1. And that umpire looked like he thought about it for a little bit.
Yeah, he sure did.
Before he eventually ruled on it.
It was a good pitch.
1-1 offering. That one's bounced a couple times and before it was gloved by Rutledge. 2-1. Two-one offering is high. Ball three. Siren sounds like it's coming out from Garriott Road.
Yeah.
Relatively close to here. 3-1 on its way, and that is a line drive into right. It will get down in front of Matt Hopkins for a base hit. Garrett Carter, my goodness. If this is his first ever trip to David Allen Ballpark, you know he's going to want to be coming back. He has been excellent the first 2 days. He is now 6 of 11 after that single. Yesterday and today combined. Bradley Cronister tries to see if he can move Carter on the bases as he steps in from the left-handed batter's box in a lefty-lefty matchup. Strike from Kistner, 0-1. This looks like it's a bunting situation for Fort Smith. Cronister was about to stick his bat out before Kistner threw a strike on him. 0-1. Big cut, and he missed it. 0-2. So he acted like he was going to show bunt, then he pulled his bat back, and then he chased the next pitch and missed. Cronister, 405 hitter this summer, 10 runs batted in. Has scored 9 runs. Throw to first base. Back goes Carter. And Cronister, this weekend, is now 3 of 9. Make it 3 of 10. He strikes out swinging. Pitch was a good one from Kistner. So he has now struck out swinging and looking in this game. Jake Melton, who ended the second by grounding out to short, steps on up. We remain scoreless between the Enid Majors and Fort Smith. Throw to first, and now they catch Garrett Carter in a rundown. Taylor throws to Lakin Young. Lakin Young back over to Kistner, and Kistner tags out Garrett Carter as he tries to head to second base. So Garrett Carter caught in a rundown, and he loses.
Kistner
two outs.
Really keeping him honest over there.
Yep.
I really like what he's doing over there at first base, picking off every two or three pitches,
yep.
Just keeping him honest, and then he'll come back with a really good move like that one.
Well, and I think some left-handed pitchers fall into that feeling of being maybe a false sense of security, as Melton fouls that pitch off, 0-1, that, oh, well, I'm a left-hander. I'm staring right at first base. I don't need to really try to throw to first base that much because they're looking right at me. But that doesn't mean base runners aren't going to try to be gutsy and steal on you. And Kistner knows that, and he continues to throw over there. And that time it netted him out for the majors. 0-1, way outside and low. 1-1. And Rutledge had to go over towards the right-handed batter's box to get that, or the left-handed batter's box to get that. The 1-1 pitch to Melton. Soars high, 2-1. 80-mile-an-hour fastball from Tyler Kistner. Now, I'm not going to give this away yet, but we're going to have a surprise guest coming in for the major 7 o'clock game tonight against Bartlesville. It's a familiar face, but I promised Chris Jensen I'd keep that a secret. play a big role in tonight's game when they play the Bartlesville Indians. And in between that, Bartlesville's going to play Fort Smith at 5. The 3-1 hit back to the net to run the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes the count. And there are 2 outs here in the top of the fourth of a nothing-nothing affair. The payoff to Melton, and he slaps it foul. Just stayed alive. Well, this is exactly the kind of at-bat Fort Smith needs to have against Kistner.
Yeah, exactly, John. 65 pitches. Now this will be Kistner's 66th pitch, only in the fourth inning. So it's a good at-bat for Melton.
But with it being seventh inning, it's almost halfway over for Kistner. That's the good news. The 3-2 bolts it out of play. Good at-bat here going for Melton.
I don't see Kistner or Horn coming out anytime soon,
oh,
John.
No, no.
I don't even think they'd let their coach take him out now.
3-2 to Jake. And this one he puts in fair territory, but right back to Kistner, who throws it to Taylor on first base. And the top of the fourth is in the books. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on for Fort Smith. And we are still knotted up in a scoreless game at nothing-nothing. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College. 1390 KCRC.
As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen knotted up at 0. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by the Bike Shop. It's Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Matt Hopkins is up first, takes ball one. If you tell Micah you heard this ad, you will get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. Hopkins today flew out to center back in the first. Ryan Horn working on his fourth inning of work, and Hopkins drives this down the left field line, but it will stay fair and fall into the arms of Jake Melton for the first out of the inning. Boy, that looked like it could be trouble. But it just caught by Melton a few steps away from the warning track.
Yeah, they just keep working on Horn. They just keep battling and battling. One of these times, one's going to find a gap, and we're going to start running on him.
Well, one guy who's been good at finding the gap is the man that's up in the batter's box right now, Seth Graves, who chases the first pitch and misses. Seth Graves' dad is in attendance, and he gave me some really good information on his son. Just kind of overall interesting stuff. He was the valedictorian at Edmond Memorial High School. The 0-1, high, ball one. He was a 4-year varsity starter, not just in baseball, but also in wrestling. And he was a 3-time state qualifier in wrestling. The 1-1, he slaps foul. 1-2.
He's a pretty funny kid, too,
he's hysterical.
Yeah.
And in the Majors clubhouse, you got to have some humor. And he supplies a lot of that. 1-2. A little bit high, 2-2. He doubled in the first inning here, but was left on second. So he has the only hit of the game so far for the Majors. The 2-2 hits it back up the middle. Now he has both of them. Seth Graves aboard with a one-out single. So he got his fifth double of the summer in the last inning. Now he's got his 13th single. He's 2-for-2. Let's see if E.J. Taylor can move him. We're still scoreless. Majors, though, have a threat brewing here with a runner on first now. They had two runners get on in the last inning, but Kuntz was retired on a fielder's choice, and then Marino was thrown out at second. Pitch to Taylor. Inside, ball one. Of course, his proud dad taking video of the moment. E.J. Taylor supplied him with a lot of good moments already. But he was quickly retired in his first at-bat. I think he took one pitch, and then he swung on the next pitch and drove it to center and flew out. This one he fouls back to the net, 1-1. He's a bit behind it.
I really like Graves in that three-hole, John. I really like what Chris Jensen has done there.
But there's flexibility that you can use with that. You can make Marino, if you don't want to use him in the leadoff. Marino batted ninth yesterday, but his ninth was like his second leadoff, and the pitch comes inside. Graves goes after second base, and he slides in for the steal. Jake Smith had a good throw down there, but Seth Graves just too fast and able to beat it out. That is the third stolen base for Seth Graves with the Enid Majors this summer, putting the potential run here in scoring position for EJ. The 2-1 bounces behind Smith to the wall. Way wild pitch there. And it moves Seth Graves over to third with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Majors nothing, Fort Smith nothing, but now, for the first time in the game, the Majors have a runner get to third base safely. 3-1. Hits the corner for a strike, 3-2. Majors coach, assistant coach Richie Tarango coaching at third, and then Karsten Barnett is coaching at first base today. 3-2 pitch. Taylor smokes this into left. That could be trouble. Back near the wall is Jake Melton, and it goes off the wall. It stays in the park, but it will be a double for Taylor, and it scores Seth Graves, who just jogs on home with delight. RBI double for E.J. Taylor. Boy, does he continue to dazzle or what here for the Majors this summer. And he just gave him a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth.
Man, that kid has some power.
It just seems like when he gets his bat on the ball, he just crushes it. No wonder he was leading the team in batting average, coming in at .436. Also in slugging percentage at .769 and on base percentage at .511. Now you got Garrett Dehas coming up, who also has hit the ball well this summer. And he hit it deep to left, but he flew out to Jake Melton in his last at bat. He knocks the first pitch back to the net, like we saw Taylor do earlier, 0-1. But Taylor's now on second. For E.J. Taylor, that is his fifth double of the summer. So now he and Seth Graves both have five. The 0-1 nails the outside corner, 0-2. Majors have taken a 1-0 lead. They have three hits in the game. So does Fort Smith. Ryan Horns 0-2 to Garrett. He sends that back up the middle, and it takes a funny hop into center field, into the arms of Kenner Brazier. Throw home, E.J. Taylor slides in, safe, and it's 2-0 Majors. RBI single for Garrett Dehas.
Garrett stayed back on that curveball really nice and just smoked it up the middle.
Number 30,
and Richie did a nice job again of sending E.J. Taylor. Man, Richie's 100%, I think, on the side.
I don't think he's made really one mistake.
Excuse me.
Sending guys home as Metcalf swings at the next pitch, 0-1. Metcalf popped up to the catcher in foul territory. Back in the second inning. 0-1 pitch to Dalen. Low and inside, ball one. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. The 1-1, cut on and missed, throw to second base, and Garrett Dehas got tagged out. Now, he was in trouble because Jake Smith was way ahead of him on the throw. But Dehas kind of tried to dodge the tag and then get around Ryan Daggs to the bag, but Daggs was able to still get him on the leg.
Yeah, that was a hit and run for sure, I think.
The 1-2, driven into center. This could take care of the inning. Brazier is there, and he catches it. Raziere's had a busy day in center field. That is his third defensive put out of the game. But the Majors get two runs on three hits in the bottom of the fourth. No errors, and there was nobody left on base for him. They take a 2-0 lead on the Fort Smith Sportsman as we head to the fifth. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Swing and a miss, and the Kankakee Community College Cavaliers have won the World Series for the first time in school history.
Kankakee Cavaliers, you just won the national championship. Where are you guys going to go?
We should go, don't you know?
It was an honor to be teamed up with Chisholm Elite and the Kankakee Cavaliers for this year's World Series. We should go and like to thank everyone involved, from volunteers, sponsors, and everyone at David Allen who helped make Enid shine this past year.
If you've been wondering when the best time to buy a home or refinance the home you have is, and you've been hesitant to take the plunge because you're afraid you and your money will get all wet, then let us help you. At Security National Bank, we know that making a decision about your home can be daunting, if not a little scary. That is why Security National Bank stands ready to answer your questions, help you avoid hidden costs, and most importantly, get you into a home with financing you can live with. Call Security National Bank of Enid today, your equal housing lender and member FDIC, 234-5151.
1390 KCRZ.
Well, an exciting bottom of the fourth inning for the Enid Majors. They get an RBI double from E.J. Taylor. Then they get an RBI single from Garrett Dehas. The guys that scored runs in that inning for the Majors were Seth Graves and E.J. Taylor. Proud sponsor of the Enid Majors this summer is Seth, is Godfather's Pizza. Voted the best pizza in Enid, located at 2101 West Owen K. Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. Yeah, I was about to say Seth Graves, the proud sponsor of the Majors. I'm sure in a way he could say he does sponsor the Majors. Seth Key and Jake Smith will be the first two guys up, followed by Kenner Brazier at the top of the order. So the 8-9-1 portion of the Fort Smith order is up again. They're the ones that started off the third inning, and here they are in the fifth of a seven-inning contest. Lefty-lefty battle between Key and Kistner, and Kistner blankets the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So the Majors will get the next game off. Fort Smith will play Bartlesville. And the 0-1, low and outside to even the count up at a ball and a strike. Then the Majors will be back to play Bartlesville in the nightcap at 7 o'clock. The 1-0. 1-1, rather, in their first strike. 1-2 now is the count. Seth Key struck out swinging back in the third inning. Two runs on four hits for the Majors. They did commit three errors in the third inning, but got out of the jam. The 1-2 is skied high over to third, and there is Brandon Koontz to catch it for the first out. Then Jake Smith grounded out to second, back in the third, and here he is.
Catcher, number 8, Jake Smith.
Smith's average is .214. And he is he's 0 for 1 today, so now he's 3 for 15 on the summer, so his average dropped to .200 with that last out. Breaking ball from Kistner in there for a strike, 0-1. Right-handed Jake Smith against the left-handed Kistner, who is, you know, he's got it on his mind, trying to go for a complete game shutout. The 0-1 lines it back to the net, foul, 0-2.
I like what Kistner's doing here, going right at the hitters after getting 2-run lead in the bottom of the fourth inning, going right at these Fort Smith hitters.
He's Majors alumnus, Brady Kokajohn. I'm John Herrick. Chance Davis is our producer-engineer back at our Enid studios. 0-2, lofted outside, ball one. Kistner has two complete games already for the Majors, so he'd love to add a third. 1-2, not quite there for a strike. Tad outside, 2-2. 2-0 lead for the Enid Majors. We were scoreless through the first 3.5 innings. 2-2 to Smith. That was very close, but apparently just off the corner. And it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. With one out to Jake Smith. And the payoff. Smith gets it back to the pitcher's mound. Over to Lakin Young. He's there, up with it to first. 2 outs. So for the second time in the game, Jake Smith has grounded out for Fort Smith. The Bank of Kremlin has 5 locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goldtree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that is the Bank of Kremlin, proud to support the Enid Majors. Member FDIC. Kenner Brazier singled in the first and then reached on an error in the third. Lefty-lefty battle, pulls it to first. Right there is E.J. Taylor off the bounce on the first pitch. He steps on the bag, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 top of the fifth for Fort Smith, and the Enid Majors go to the bottom of the fifth with a 2-0 lead on the Sportsmen. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Tried to get a part for my edger from the store where I bought it. Guy tried to sell me a new one. Hashtag, wish I would have went to Jack's.
Asked to look at trimmers. The guy asked me if I was planning on growing a beard. Hashtag, should have gone to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years. With reliable brands like Echo, Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
Sin. It's not just doing bad things. It's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the Yellow Pages for a Lutheran church near you.
1390 KCRC.
The Enid Majors ahead of the Fort Smith Sportsmen 2-0 and looking to add to it here in the bottom of the fifth. Majors Baseball brought to you by Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid or go to their website, LadislawEvans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Ladislaw Evans is there for you. Lake and Young leads us off. For the Majors, the 7-8-9 portion of the order. Due up here, takes the ball. Then it'll be Logan Rutledge and Brandon Kuntz. 1-0 to Lakin. Good eye again by him. 2-0 from Ryan Horn. So for the first time in the game now, Ryan Horn's got to work as the starting pitcher facing a deficit. And those were 2 earned runs he gave up, by the way, in the fourth. The 2-0, right on the money that time. Strike. Brady, as a former Enid Major and also a baseball player, you always hear people say, you know, baseball people, as Lake and Young hits it high in the air in foul territory and it's caught by the third baseman, Garrett Carter, one out. Logan Rutledge is up. And on a 2-0 count, it's a hitter's count. Explain to people why that is, what that means.
Well, about 75-80% of the time a fastball is going to come your way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone likes to hit fastballs. So I really like hitting in 3-1 situations is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. Because they know they got to come to you then.
Rutledge on the first pitch swings and goes after it, but it goes foul down the third base side. Jansen GMC is proud to support the Enid Majors this summer, celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Jansen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. 0-1 to Logan. And a strike that time on a breaking ball. Man, that thing looked like it was going to go high, and then it just dropped.
Sure did, John.
That was something from Ryan Horn. The 0-2. And Rutledge fans it. So Rutledge has struck out twice, and both times have been swinging.
Third baseman, number 6, Brandon.
So Brandon Kuntz walked in his last at bat, and that was a pretty quality at bat by Brandon, because Ryan Horn didn't walk very many people. So if you're able to draw a walk against Ryan, that's pretty impressive. Kuntz checked his swing, or tried to anyway, but the umpire said he went around. I don't know. I thought Kuntz held up pretty good there, but.
Yeah, I thought the home plate umpire would at least ask first base.
Yeah, he immediately signaled that he went around. The 0-1, and Kuntz will smack it over to short. Thibodeau is there and throws him out at first, and that's a quick 1-2-3 inning for the Enid Majors. But they still lead Fort Smith 2-0 as we head to inning number 6. This is Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
1390 KCRC.
Tyler Kistner taking his warm-up pitches right now before we begin the sixth inning as his Enid Majors have a 2-0 advantage over the Fort Smith Sportsmen. In the top of the sixth, Fort Smith will have their second, third, and fourth batters in their order up of Brock Thibodeau, Ryan Daggs, and Daniel DeMondesert. Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile at 811 West Randolph in Enid. Thibodeau is 0-for-2 today. He's grounded into a double play and reached on an error. Fastball low and inside. One ball, no strikes. From Tyler Kistner. Boy, just amazing what it does to a pitcher's confidence, Brady, when you get a lead. 1-0, lifted high in the air, backpedaling over at second base is Dalen Metcalf. He hauls it in for the first out.
Oh, and it should, John. The yep. confidence should go right up, and Kistner, with a lead like this, should go right after that first guy until you get a runner on, and that's exactly what Kistner is doing right here, going at each batter.
And making him basically saying to them, you know, prove to me that you can hit me, otherwise I'm going to keep going after you. Ryan Daggs, big cut and a miss, and you can tell, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Ryan Daggs has homered twice this season for Fort Smith. And when he gets that bat around, he's going for it all. The 0-1, outside, one ball, one strike. It is a 2-0 advantage so far for the Enid Majors. Those runs coming in the bottom of the fourth, the 1-1. Low from Kistner, 2-1. Kistner has 4 strikeouts today. He has given up 3 hits, but no runs. That one was a one that he'd like to have back, that pitch. Hit home plate and bounced over the catcher Rutledge to the wall, 3-1. And this next pitch by Kistner will be his 85th pitch. So his pitch count is getting up there, but we are in the sixth inning of a 7-inning contest. Remember that. And you know Major Coach Chris Jensen would love to have to avoid going to the bullpen. 3-1. Popped up by Daggs, but it's foul.
Yeah, and Kistner, what really saved him is these last two innings.
Yeah.
He hadn't thrown a lot of pitches.
That fifth inning was quick, even though a single by Carter in the fourth happened. He was caught stealing, and that inning was finished up rapidly after a strikeout from Cronister and a ground out by Melton. The 3-2, that one got away from Kistner. It's low. That's the first walk that Kistner has dealt today.
The DH, number 5.
Daniel DeMondesert, 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a bounce out to second. That's what he's done today. And Daniel has not gotten a hit against the Majors. He has 2 hits this weekend, but those came against the Enid Plainsmen yesterday. And DeMondesert almost got hit by that pitch, 1-0. DeMondesert's batting average is .278. He has just 10 hits on the year, this summer so far. And what is his 48th plate appearance? He sends that over to second base, but there's only one play for Metcalf, and he goes to first. Metcalf scoops and fires him out as Daggs heads to second. So two outs for Fort Smith in the top of the sixth with a runner in scoring position and a tying run at the plate in the form of Garrett Carter. You can turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years, call Kuntz Roofing today, 580-541-3155. Garrett Carter, two for two with two singles. So you got to be careful with how you work against Carter. 6 of 11. That's what he's done this weekend. Pitch to him. Rowing inside, ball one. Carter is also batting 450. So he is doing a heck of a job this whole entire summer. Going to Carl Albert State College right now. He'll be a sophomore there next year. The 1-0 goes off the glove of Rutledge to the wall, and that will send Daggs to third base. I got to tell you, Brady, I think that might be a pass ball on Rutledge.
Yeah, it was.
He hasn't had many of those, but
he really hasn't. He's done a really good job back there.
And even if it was a ball by Kistner, Rutledge had his glove right on that baseball before it went behind him. So now Daggs is on third with two down. The 2-0 offering ripped down the right field line, and it will go out of play. Probably headed towards Cafe Garcia across the street. Majors Baseball will have the 1-2-3 portion of the order coming up in the bottom of the sixth. As Kistner can't get that one in for a strike, 3-1. It'll be Ben Marino, Matt Hopkins, and Seth Graves due up in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-1 pitch, and it's a strike. Carter had flipped his bat over towards the Fort Smith dugout, thinking that it was going to be ball four, and it wasn't. That's not going to earn you much favor with the home plate umpire. So he's going to pick up his bat and go right back into the right-handed batter's box. Working against the left-handed Kistner. And the 3-2, he gets a piece of it into right. It's shallow, though, enough for Matt Hopkins, and he is there to catch it for the third out. So a walk in that inning. And then later a pass ball gets Daggs on third base, but he is left stranded there. And it is still 2-0 Enid Majors heading to the bottom of the sixth. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Linda.
Bob, welcome back. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Wow, you look wonderful. I don't think I've ever seen you this relaxed.
It was a great escape and the perfect family getaway. Connie and I got some quality time with the kids, and the four of us had a blast. Of course, we also made some time for just the two of us to unwind together. No stress, no worries, just total relaxation.
That sounds heavenly.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a vacation like that?
So, where did you go, Bob?
Time to share your little secret. Where is this perfect destination? Europe? The islands?
Our backyard.
Your backyard?
Yep, in our brand new hot spring spa.
Backyard vacation? Year-round getaway? Family retreat? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool & Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
1390 KCRZ.
It is a 2-0 advantage for the Enid Majors. Bottom of the sixth as they inch closer and closer to victory, trying to finish this out. The Bike Shop is proud to support the Enid Majors this summer. They're Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Plus, if you tell Micah you heard this ad, you'll get 10% off your next purchase at the Bike Shop. Ben Marino starts off this inning and takes the ball. Second pitch outside for ball two. Marino has grounded into a fielder's choice. He has struck out swinging as well. But he's still hitting 286 on the summer. The pitch. Fastball in at the knees for a strike. 2-1. Well, again, no bullpen activity for either team. Both trying to ride their starters here. Wouldn't be surprised if Tyler Kistner is back out there for the seventh to try to go for the complete game victory. That's slapped over to short. Bounces to Thibodeau. Long throw to first, and he doesn't get Marino. Wow. I think that's going to have to be an error. Yeah, because the throw by Thibodeau was not good. He fielded it off the bounce cleanly, but then he threw it way wide of Seth Key. And Key tried to tag Marino and could not. So that's an E6 on Brock Thibodeau. And Matt Hopkins, who was 0 for 2 with two flyouts, is up. He shows bunt and looks at one low and inside. Ball one. One oh for Hopkins. Waiting on it from Horn as Horn checks Marino. It's first. Now he goes, and it's a hit and run, and that one's hit back to the wall. One ball, one strike. So Marino's going to go back to first base, and I thought for a second there that maybe Hopkins didn't get a piece of the baseball, but he did enough. Throw to first base by Horn to check on Marino. Yeah, he probably ought to do that because you know Marino can fly. He did try to steal second in the third base, but was in the third inning, but was thrown out by Jake Smith. And that one cut on and missed by Hopkins. One ball, two strikes. So Hopkins looking for his first hit for the majors since Wednesday night, when the majors lost two games to the Expos. The 1-2, low, ball two, throw to first by Smith. Smith cannot get Marino. Everybody keeping an eye on Ben Marino. Catcher, pitcher, I'm sure everybody watching in the crowd is. Everybody's sitting in the shade, but it's not too terribly hot today. The 2-1, topped foul behind home plate, and it was a hit and run. Marino was on his way to second. Now he's got to go back to first. Temperature is 87 degrees, so it's pretty livable. You can work with that.
I think I'd send Marino again here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would.
You're up 2-0. Maybe get an insurance run. Ball three. He's going to go, and this time he gets in safely. That pitch did not help matters for Fort Smith because Ryan Horn's pitch that time was so low and outside, Smith had to go way down with his glove to get it and then throw to second. And Ben Marino was just simply too fast, and he'll beat that every time. And it's three balls, two strikes the count. And a rip and a miss by Hopkins. Down he goes swinging. Well, even though Hopkins struck out there, he battled very well in that at bat and put some pressure on Ryan Horn. Seth Graves is next. He has one single and also a double in this game, making him 2 for 2. He's also stolen a base. Majors 2, Fort Smith nothing. One out, bottom of the sixth, and a fastball from Ryan Horn. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. A lot of Majors fans sitting behind the Majors dugout in the first base side. The 1-0, fouled off by Graves. 1-1. Graves also, by the way, a pretty smart kid too. Got a 31 on his ACT.
A lot of coaches that are recruiting Graves will really like that.
Yep.
Really like that.
1-1. Almost hit Graves in the foot that time inside. 2-1. Pitches at Ryan Horn. How many is he at? He is at 82. So this will be his 83rd pitch. So Kistner's kind of had, he's thrown a bit more than Horn has, but Horn got rocked around in that fourth inning. Majors got RBIs from Garrett Dehas and E.J. Taylor and runs scored by Taylor and Seth Graves that have accounted for the difference in this game. 2-0 Majors lead, and Graves hits it hard and high to left. Caught by Melton. He throws to second to try to double off Marino, but he can't. Marino has good recovery speed, really good recovery speed, and he got halfway between second and third and realized, I better get back to second, and he did. So E.J. Taylor will try to keep the sixth inning afloat here for the Enid Majors. Majors 2, Fort Smith nothing with two outs.
Moreno's a big insurance run on second.
Throw to Taylor, low and inside, ball one. E.J. Taylor in this game, 1 for 2 with that run scored and an RBI. I think now this is the fourth straight game that E.J. Taylor has had an RBI, the 1-0. Taylor pulls it to third, but backing up and getting it is Carter. Throw to first is high, but he's able to get it there in time. Seth Key played it well at first base. No runs in that inning for the majors. No hits. There was an error, and the majors do leave a man on base. And through six, they lead it 2-0. Fort Smith's last chance coming up in the top of the seventh. It's Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
We're here to help your ag business keep growing. Farm Credit of Enid offers you lease options that make good financial sense. When you lease buildings or equipment like combines, tractors, or irrigation systems, you get tax advantages at competitive terms. Talk to our ag business specialists and lease where you get the most. Farm Credit of Enid.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors ahead of the Fort Smith Sportsmen 2-0. And yep, Tyler Kistner, the starting pitcher, is going out there to try to finish this game off in the top of the seventh. Tyler Kistner, four strikeouts, one walk, has not thrown a wild pitch or hit a batter. And Fort Smith will have their 6, 7, and 8 portion of the order coming up of Bradley Cronister, Jake Melton, and Seth Key. And all three of those guys are 0-2. Fort Smith, after having 14 hits against the majors last night, have only three so far in this one. Ball one thrown to Cronister, one ball, no strikes. They also had 11 runs in that 11-6 victory over the majors. Majors trying to get some revenge here in this game. 1-0. Cronister tried to turn away from it, act like he was going to get hit. But the changeup floated in for a strike. 1-1.
Boy, that's a good pitch, Joe.
That was. 1-1. And Cronister tries to bunt, and he ends up rolling it over towards the Majors dugout foul. 1-2. So I think with two strikes here, that might take the bunt out of the equation. Majors, believe it or not, have only stranded, let's see, two runners on base the entire game. Yep, they got one on in the first that they left and one on in the sixth. The 1-2, and a strike swinging, and then Rutledge has to throw him out. So the ball bounced in front of Rutledge, and he had to complete the play by throwing Cronister out at first base, which he does. And there's one out. Boy, whenever the ball bounces in front of the catcher, he's blocking the view from where I can see the ball. And that's what happened there. Jake Melton, he's grounded out to short and to the pitcher Kistner back in the fourth. Majors two outs away from snapping their six-game losing skid. Curveball missed inside, 1-0. And if Kistner can complete this, it'll be his third complete game of the summer. The 1-0. Chased and missed it. 1-1. That's one pitch, you know, Brady, that's really been a problem as we've gone forward. Has been the changeup thrown by Kistner. That's just given Fort Smith all kinds of trouble. The 1-1 bounces in to Rutledge, and he keeps it in front of him. 2-1.
It really is, John, especially when he's locating that fastball in the inner half at about 83 or 4. And then he's going with a changeup at about 68 to 70 miles an hour on the outer half. That's changing the eye level up pretty good.
It is. 2-1, and Melton lifts this one up in the air over towards the majors dugout. Taylor almost had it. Boy, he reached for it in foul territory and got over the railing and almost caught it.
I think it hit his glove, John.
It did hit his glove.
Yeah.
That would have been some catch by E.J. Taylor. Saw that happen once last week in the Connie Mack qualifier. I forget which team it was, but there was a guy that ran over towards the third base dugout and caught a foul ball going over the railing, and he flipped into the dugout. The 2-2 bounces into home plate. The count is full to Jake Melton, 3-2. And then he laid there on the ground for a while. I'm sure he was in some pain, but he was fine later. Yeah, but that would hurt.
It was worth it, right?
First you hit the railing, and then you flip over and land on the on the concrete. Can't feel good. 3-2, low and inside, ball four. I don't know. That was very close to being strike three, but it's ruled ball four, and Melton takes first base. And now we might have a pinch hitter here, and we are. Ryan Reeves is going to pinch hit for Seth Key. So Key is done after going 0 for 2 today. Ryan Reeves yesterday against the Majors and the Plainsmen went 2 for 8. He scored a run. He had an RBI and a walk. And Reeves is batting .289 on the summer with the Fort Smith Sportsmen. He is 11 of 38. He pulls it over to third base. Waiting on it is Koontz. He throws to second. Gets him. On to first. No. Well, they do get one. It is a 5-4 fielder's choice. Melton is retired. Now there's two outs in the top of the seventh.
Now
Jake Smith,
number 8, Jake,
who has grounded out twice in the game today, is next. Can Tyler Kistner just get one more out and seal this 2-0 win for the Majors? The pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. 82 miles an hour.
You got to think. You want to get Smith here so you don't go back to Brasher at the top of the order.
Yep. You're right. You definitely don't. 0-1 is low and inside. Ball one. And Kenner Brazier is 1-for-3, but he's singled, but he's reached on an error and popped out to first. 1-1 to Smith. Breaking ball from Kistner, and I don't know what was wrong with that pitch, but the umpire said it was ball two. Looked like he got the outside corner, but apparently not.
With the changeup again.
Yep. Goes back to the fastball this time and misses high. Yeah, that one was a little bit high and away. 3-1.
And that was Kistner's 100th pitch.
Ball four. Okay, that was interesting because that umpire, even though he signaled ball four, here's what he did with his hand. He acted like he was going to go point to first and then he just kept it down. He did not seem 100% sure in his call there. So that's a walk. Runners are on first and second, and we got a courtesy runner coming on for Jake Smith here.
Courtesy runner number 2, Dalton.
Excuse me, that was Kistner's 110th pitch.
There you go.
So, when do you get that straight?
Center fielder, number 13, Kenner Brazier.
I don't think if it mattered if he had 200 pitches at this point. He wants to finish this off.
I think you're right, John.
Yeah, 2-0 is the lead for the Enid Majors, but now Fort Smith has runners on first and second with their leadoff man, Kenner Brazier, up. And the pitch to him, way outside, ball one. Rutledge did that fake, though, where he acted like he was going to lose the ball and then try to get one of those guys to advance. And now Majors coach Chris Jensen wants to come on out and have a word with Tyler Kistner. I don't know if this will be it, but
I bet Coach Jensen's just going out there to see how he's feeling. Tell him, you just got one batter left. I know you're at 113 pitches, but, you know, if you're feeling okay, go get him.
Yep. And not only that, when it's two outs as a pitcher, isn't your mindset doesn't it have to be just get this batter out?
Of course it
does. Don't worry about the runners on base.
Yeah, you're right, John. It's all about the hitter right now.
So Jensen goes out and has a very brief conversation with Kistner and heads right back to the dugout. Strikeout by Cronister started off the inning. A walk to Melton, ground into a fielder's choice by Ryan Reeves, and then a walk to Smith. The 1-0 to Kenner Brazier, low, ball two. So when Kistner has missed on a lot of his balls, it's been something either low and outside or low and inside, lefty-lefty, between Brazier and Kistner. And a big cut on and miss that time, 2-1. And you know what? I think that Brazier was expecting fastball. And instead, he got changeup.
Yep.
So that's why he was too far out in front of it and missed. 2-1. This one, he skies in the left, going back. Seth Graves tracking it down, reaches up, and hauls it in to end the game. And the Enid Majors snap their six-game losing streak. They get a 2-0 win over the Fort Smith Sportsmen, and Seth Graves saves the day by making a very nifty catch out in left field to retire Kenner Brazier. In that final top of the seventh inning for Fort Smith, no runs, no hits, no errors. They do strand two men on base, and the Enid Majors win it 2-0 over Fort Smith. They'll play Bartlesville tonight at 7. We'll have the game for you right here on KCRC. We'll give you the final stats and numbers when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood, the Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College!
Swing and a miss, and the Kankakee Community College Cavaliers have won the World Series for the first time in school history.
Kankakee Cavaliers, you just won the national championship. Where are you guys going to go?
We should go, don't you know?
It was an honor to be teamed up with Chisholm Elite and the Kankakee Cavaliers for this year's World Series. We should go would like to thank everyone involved, from volunteers, sponsors, and everyone at David Allen who helped make Enid shine this past year.
Buying a new home or refinancing the home you have is easier when Security National Bank of Enid is on your side. Security National Bank offers full lending services to help you begin the dream of home ownership. It is best if you pre-qualify your loan. That way you know your buying power before you start looking. But we also know sometimes you spot the home you want before you know if you have the money. And that's okay too. SNB is here to help you through the steps with quick local decisions. Security National Bank of Enid, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Said I needed a new blower. Lady showed me a hair dryer. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
First guy told me, replace your edger. Took it to Jack's. Turns out it needed gas. Hashtag glad I went to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years with reliable brands like Echo. Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
1390 KCRC.
Well, let's put a wrap on the first game for the Enid Majors today, which ended in them getting a victory. They snapped their six-game losing streak as they beat the Fort Smith Sportsmen 2-0. I'm John Herrick back with you from David Allen Ballpark along with Brady Kokajohn and Jance Davis is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. A big thank you to him. We were scoreless through the first 3.5 innings, and then the Majors broke through in the bottom of the fourth. A single by Seth Graves. He advances to second on a stolen base. He's doubled home by E.J. Taylor. And then Garrett Dehas gets a single to get Taylor home and make it 2-0. And it was a pitcher's duel the rest of the way as the Majors win it 2-0. The winning pitcher for the Enid Majors was Tyler Kistner. He throws 116 pitches. He improves to 4-1 on the summer. He goes the complete 7 innings, gets his third complete game, gives up 3 hits, no runs, has 3 walks, but 5 strikeouts, and so he is now 4-1 on the year. Ryan Horn was the losing pitcher for the Fort Smith Sportsmen. He drops to 3-1. That's his first loss of the summer for Fort Smith. He went 6 innings, pitched 85 pitches, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, both of which were earned. He had a walk and 4 strikeouts and had 1 wild pitch. Hitting numbers, the Enid Majors had 2 runs on 4 hits. They did commit 3 errors defensively and left 2 men on base. Ben Marino and Matt Hopkins were both 0-for-3. Seth Graves was 2-for-3 with a run scored. E.J. Taylor, 1-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. Garrett Dehas, 1-for-2 with an RBI. Dalen Metcalf, Lakin Young, and Logan Rutledge were all 0-for-2. Brandon Koontz was 0-for-1 with a walk. For Fort Smith, Kenner Brazier, 1-for-4. Brock Thibodeau, 0-for-3. Ryan Daggs, 0-for-2 with a walk. Daniel DeMondesert, 0-for-3. Garrett Carter, 2-for-3. Bradley Cronister, 0-for-3. Jake Martin, 0-for-2. Seth Key, also 0-for-2. Ryan Reeves, 0-for-1. Jake Smith was 0-for-2 with a walk. In total, Fort Smith had no runs on 3 hits with an error. They left 7 men on base, and their record drops to 15-6. The Enid Majors improves to 11-13. Majors will play Bartlesville tonight at 7 o'clock, and we'll have that game for you right back here on 1390 KCRC. And also, in the meantime, Fort Smith is going to play Bartlesville in the very next game, which is scheduled to start at 5 o'clock, and we'll bring in the nightcap between the Majors and Bartlesville. Brady Kokajohn and I will be back up here at David Allen Ballpark, along with Jance Davis back in our Enid studios to bring you that one, and then the Majors will play Bartlesville in a matinee game tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll have that one for you as well. Final for game one of the day for the Enid Majors. It goes in their favor. They snap a six-game losing streak and beat the Fort Smith Sportsmen 2-0. You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance.